Welcome back. My guest is Maud Holbrook. Maureen is her legal name, but she's in the witness protection program, so we gotta keep it low key. She's wearing a mask right now, even though it's radio.
It's over my eyes.
Well, she's used to masks, and she's had an interesting, exciting life. And we covered a few restaurants, so now we're at the Timbers, which recently reopened,
and you went
to work from Flightline to Timbers, which was, I remember when I first came to town in the late 70s, maybe I even saw you out there. Were you working there in the late 70s, you remember?
Yeah, it was.
Or mid, early?
Like I said.
They used to have all-you-can-eat Alaskan king crab.
I worked there when they first opened up.
Okay, we don't know when that was. And they reopened, and then you went from there to, and you were there for a while, a couple of years?
I was there for, not because it sold.
Oh.
It went out of business is what happened.
Okay.
And then it sat there for years afterwards.
Oh.
And now empty. just reopened now.
It's a hit and miss place.
Yeah.
Now, then you went to a place called Tony's Pizza. It sounds like you're moving down. You're at these nice steakhouses.
Yeah,
now you're
it
at
felt
a pizza
like
place?
That, too.
Where had that happen?
Yeah, I just did that just for a favor for the people that own the restaurant. They asked me to help them out here and there, and that's what I did.
And this was located in Magnolia Shopping Center, which I live right near there. And then you went to work at Monty's Bar, which is also in the Magnolia Shopping Center.
Yeah.
It's been there forever, and it just recently closed and reopened as No-Town or something.
Yeah, I just, same thing. I would help. Nick Martin was the owner of the bar, and I would help him out. And it was mainly he was trying to serve food. Also, he had a kitchen, and
he did.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't last long. But he knew that I could come be called in if he needed some help, and I'd go in and help him out.
And just to draw a line, they were next to Woody's for many years, and Woody's closed, and they're the ones that reopened Timbers.
But, exactly, it's a
little
circle going.
Little, everything is connected.
What
is that called when you connect everything? Something to do with an actor? 6 degrees of separation?
Six degrees of separation.
Kevin Bacon, that's it. Thank you. I knew Liz came here for a reason. She came up with that. Okay, so then Monty's, and now we're going to go to the Blue Ox. We have some Blue Ox stories. This is where the Sizzler was on Goleta next to the Toyota dealership.
Yeah,
it's got the big tree in the restaurant.
Right, it was the
and
Blue Ox.
You planted that tree?
Just about.
It was the Blue Ox. I vaguely remember that. I don't know if I ever went there.
Yeah, it was a great
steakhouse.
Place. And
nice
it was
steakhouse.
During the late 60s when Isla Vista, all the...
Oh, the bank burning.
Yeah. And
was that the late 60s or the 70s?
Well,
I don't remember the bank.
Oh, wait, it was...
Must have been into the 70s.
No, it was...
You were in Isla Vista when they burned the bank?
Yeah, it was in the late 60s.
Did you hold the torch or the gasoline?
I probably threw a couple of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that was a wild time.
Yeah.
I wish I knew when that was.
I know.
Got to Google that. So then now you're at the Blue Ox, another steakhouse, and you waited on a couple of actors. What was there?
Jane Russell was one of them. She was a regular at the restaurant.
What the hell was she doing in Goleta at the Blue Ox?
Don't ask me.
And but, was she living locally?
She lived in that. You wouldn't have known it was Jane Russell because when you saw her in the movies with Marilyn Monroe, she looked totally different. And she retired out in somewhere on Goleta, and she loved the Blue Ox, and that's.
That's
and,
sweet. Was she nice?
Oh, she's very nice. Yeah.
No $100 John Travolta tip though.
Oh no. But.
But she
Thank
was
goodness
nice.
She was nice.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
So she came in, and I have down Peter Ustinov. Did they come in together?
I waited on him. It was happened to be his birthday, which his birthday is. He's an Aries like me, so he and I hit it off. I said, "Oh, you're an Aries," I go, "Yeah, well, so am I," so he came in a couple of times, but he was just coming through. Anytime he came through town, which I only saw him those two times, but at least he did come back in another time.
He was a character.
Yeah, oh, big time.
So for some reason, you have down here on your notes, a lot of famous actors and musicians came through the Blue Ox.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And this was during the time when streaking was you know, back in the late 60s, everybody was running around naked and stuff. So I'd be waiting on a table, and all of a sudden, I'd somebody come running by naked. Yeah.
And, did he leave a tip?
I saw a couple of little tips.
Jeez, I didn't know they were going into restaurants and doing that. I figured it would be at sporting events or something.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Streaking was there every once in a while, about once a week, you'd see somebody come running out of nowhere naked.
All right, stay on the microphone. You're getting so excited. The streaking is getting you so excited. So that's a new one for me. Okay, so actors and musicians. Was the curtain story at the Blue Ox?
Well, it's my boss. His name was Joe Guglielmino, and he was an Italian from Las Vegas, and he was managing the place. And he was, you know, you don't mess with an Italian that's been working in Vegas. And we had the way the building, they had a huge picture window, and when the sun would keep going down, it would just blast in. So we'd close the drapes. And so this four people sat at the table where the drapes are, and he asked me to open them up. And I said, well, I can't right now until the sun goes down because it just is blinding. You know? And so he goes, well, I want them open. And I said, well, I'll go ask my boss. So I go and I said to Joe, I said, you know,
you got a problem,
these
Joe.
Four clowns over here want their
clowns.
I mean, I cleaned it up. Anyway, so opened up the
were
door.
Were you able to edit out the one little word she said earlier? Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So, no, I'll remember. And so Joe says, no, we're not opening them up. We, you know, wait, there's other people in here eating and, you know, I don't. So, no, we're not opening it up. So I went back and I said, well, as soon as the sun goes down, we'll open it up. And then this one smart aleck said, I want to talk to the manager. I said, okay.
Big mistake.
Okay. So I went back over to Joe and I said, he wants to talk to you. And he goes, okay. See? Mm-hmm. And so I'm busy doing something else. I'm over on the other side of the building, you know, doing something. And I looked over and I could hear a commotion going on. All of a sudden, the guy got up and he tried to grab Joe by the throat. The next thing I know, Joe hits him over the back with a chair.
Really?
And I mean, I thought to myself, now that's the kind of boss you don't want to.
You don't want to mess with.
Mesh with.
Wow.
Yeah, it was funnier.
And of course, if that happened today, there'd be attorneys and lawsuits and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
But then, what did they just leave, or what happened to the guys, the customers?
You know, there was a lot of commotion going on, but finally, you know, they finally took the guy out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then you, that's a good story, the curtain story. Streaking through the dining room, not messing with a manager. Was the person riding a motorcycle also streaking? You had a motorcycle rider come through?
The gal on the back was naked.
Well, there's a lot of naked. Richard, put your pants back on. Richard's getting too excited with this. My guest is Maude.
We got to get Richard into this, too.
He's got a propensity for this kind of thing. My guest is Maude Holbrook. She's currently a waitress at Harry's, been there since 1987 through three different owners. She started in 1960. Age 18 in Santa Barbara at the Ski Lodge Hotel, making 59 cents an hour. And now she makes 59 cents a minute. So we left the Blue Ox, and then we went to Ricardo's. Where was Ricardo's?
Ricardo's was out.
You can ignore him.
Oh, okay.
Ricardo's is where?
Is out where the Kmart was, in the Kmart shopping area. And now
it's... Right now, and then there was a Chinese restaurant there.
Yes, exactly. That's what it turned into after I got through with it.
And Ricardo's another steakhouse or a family?
Yeah, dinner house. It was... I worked through two owners there. The first owner was Ken Mullaney, and his partner that owned Braise 101.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and because they were, you know, they owned the Ricardo's. Every once in a while, I would have to wait on the rotary. Well, Ricardo's wasn't big enough there, so I'd have to go over to Bray's and work their banquet room to wait on the rotary.
So you went through two owners there. You're on the went through three owners at Harry's.
Yeah.
So you don't walk away from a fight.
No, I don't.
Now, you did something with the Super Bowl while working at Ricardo's?
At the oh, yes. I was we started serving brunch, you know, all the champagne you could drink. Well, they didn't say I couldn't drink it. So I this was on the second owner that opened up the brunch thing. So anyway, so I'm partying along with all my customers, and I'm getting a little, but everybody's having fun. I'm entertaining them all, and but by the end of the day, you know, it wasn't good. So
well, it seems like though. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got out of control. You know, well, the boss said something to me and, you know, kind of, you know, rubbed me the wrong way.
So you got into an altercation with your boss. Well, thank God it wasn't the boss at the Blue Ox.
No. I wouldn't mess with that guy.
No. So this guy pushed you around, you pushed back?
Yeah, and I told him, you know, to...
Did you hit a chair over his back like the other guy?
That would have been next if I hadn't left.
Wow.
Anyway, I told him, take the job, and...
Really? Well, good for you.
And then the next day after I realized what I had done, I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to go back to work and pretend like, you know, all's forgiven or, you know. So I just was racking my brain for 2 days because I was off those 2 days. And I couldn't decide what to do, call him and say, hey, I was only kidding or and stuff like that. So I decided I'll just go back to work like normal, like nothing ever happened. And it was walked in the door and everybody's eyes got that big, like, oh my God,
she showed up. And then there's Maud. We got to play that again.
I showed up again, and I just went to work, and everybody just kind of, you know, stayed out of my way. And
the manager, he needed you. He wanted your,
that
was
the
end of the story.
For sure.
Well, you know, not too many people get to drink on the job. I do here. No, we don't. Open houses, we're not supposed to serve liquor. And isn't
but
it illegal
I bet they bring
to drink
their own.
While on the air?
Yes.
I think, who was the original Tonight Show host? Steve Allen? He literally sat there with a couple of glasses of scotch so people could see how his behavior changed live on TV. But your profession would be one of the few that you could have a drink on the job.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dinner House, Ricardo's, and then you went to the Spur?
Yeah, but
where
that was a short period. That was the other restaurant, the people that own the Silver Spur.
Was it located? The Spur?
It was over in Five Point Shopping Center, right over where the there's a veterinarian that took over that area where the Silver Spur, where the Spur was.
Veterinarian. So
it's still there now, but the restaurant.
Where? By Petco?
Yeah.
By Petco?
Yeah, across from Petco.
Okay. So then you went to Four Winds.
Yeah.
Which I remember Four Winds. It was still open when I was here. I don't know. I mean, I went there probably once or twice, but that had... a long history. I don't know what's there now. Is it something?
Well, it's empty now. It was a Mexican restaurant for a while, they lost their liquor license.
It's on Upper State Street.
Yeah,
and
it's right.
It's on that strip
in between.
Mall.
It's in between Harry's and Tioff. It was,
Right. Yeah. I know that exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, I worked there for three owners,
and 10 years.
Yeah.
Three owners? So another Harry's three owners.
Yeah.
And then, now I have down here another take this job and shove it. Did that happen at the Four Winds too? I thought that was at Ricardo's.
Oh.
No, so we have multiple take this job and shove
it? Yeah, this was the Four Winds.
So after the third owner in 10 years, you had enough?
Yeah, it started out the new, you know, everybody, you know, does their own thing. But the last people that owned it, they brought in lots of relatives, and so I had the same station all the time, and people ask for me, and I'd wait on, they'd stay, you know, most of the evening,
sure,
because we had entertainment, and they were going to dance, and then she would come and say, oh, Maude, well, it's slowing down now, so I'm going to let
my daughter-in-law, my
something
sister.
Something like that. It was her cousin or something. He'll come over, he'll take, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. I've been waiting on these people all night, and now I'm handing that over to him. I did it once. The next Friday that she did it, I said, he can have it. I'm out of here.
You know, I don't have time, but there's a great joke I'll have to tell you about. This is once, this is twice, and this is the third time. My guest, Maud Holbrook, the walking, talking encyclopedia of restaurants in Santa Barbara. We're going to take a break, and we're going to try to squeeze in another five-minute segment to bring you up to Harry's and a quick thing about the Palms and Sportsmen that you did when Harry's was closed for renovation. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
You can meet Maud when she waitresses at Harry's Cafe Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.